And then it occurred to me, what luck.
Okay.
I swore a solemn vow.
Years ago, I was invited to a party.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Exfabulon.
Hello, and welcome to the fourth installment of the Exfabula podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Erin Brown, and today we'll be revisiting our last story slam hosted at the Hot Water Warehouse in Walker's Point. Last time, our theme was close encounters. In fact, Hot Water Warehouse has a few close encounters of its own. Turns out, the room that we actually hosted the event in was haunted by Larry Lynch, the former owner of the Hot Water Warehouse. There are certain close encounters that happened, such as people being in the bathroom and hearing water turn on, but coming out of the bathroom and seeing no one there. Ooh, spooky. Close encounters come in many ways. In 1 minute, we're going to hear a story from Andrew Steves from our Story Slam, who tells a different kind of close encounter. Just as a warning to our audience, this next story is going to feature some adult language. So if you have some sensitive ears, you should maybe put some earplugs in now or just stop listening. But we don't want you to do that, so you should just put on some tough skin.
So a couple summers ago, I was down in Indianapolis with some friends of mine visiting Gen Con. I know, right? Who to think? Me? Come on. We were there, and we were at the Steak and Shake that was about half a block down by the convention hall. Sorry, for those of you who don't know, Gen Con, it's one of those conventions that you see about on TV where everyone dresses up like weird nerd stuff and just goes and has a great time. So I was there with some friends. None of us were in costume because we are not cool enough for that. And we were having a conversation about staring contests because I am the undisputed staring contest champion amongst my group of friends. And we were talking, and one of my friends pointed at someone and said, "I bet you can't beat that guy in a staring contest." And I turn around and I see Batman. And I go, "Challenge accepted." So I walk up to Batman and I go, "Batman, I challenge you to a staring contest." And he goes, "Dude, seriously?" And I go, "Yeah, seriously. You gonna go?" And he's like, "Man, it is so sweaty under this mask. I'm not gonna lose." And I go, "So you concede?" And he's like, "Yeah, dude, I guess." And I turn back to my table and go, "I won!" And it was exciting. We were pumped up and we wanted to do more of it. And so we went back to the convention hall and we start walking around and I start challenging random costumed people to staring contests. I felt like a street fighter, like just going around, or more accurately, like a Pokemon master. Just going around, challenging people to random fights, and winning every single one of them. I beat the Joker. I beat Hellboy. I beat Dr. Ock. I beat some random six-year-old wearing steampunk goggles. I beat them all. And it got to the point where we decided to play this game. I had this white t-shirt on, and one of my friends had a Sharpie, and we decided that everyone I beat would sign the front of my shirt, and everyone that beat me would sign the back of it. And there were a ton of names on the front of this shirt, and no names on the back. And that's when we see the sign announcing celebrity signatures. And the two celebrities are Felicia Day and Will Wheaton. Some of you may recognize those names. Felicia Day was the gorgeous redheaded woman in Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog. Will Wheaton was Ensign Wesley Crusher on Star Trek. So I stand in this long line. I pay for the signatures, figuring if I beat them, they'll sign the front. If they beat me, they'll sign the back. So I'm in this long line for about 2 hours. Everyone's really excited. Finally, I get to the front of the line, and there's Felicia Day, and she's gorgeous but, like, exhausted. She's been sitting there for hours just talking to all these mouth breathers like, "Excuse me, Miss Day, I think you're wonderful." I was, of course, one of these mouth breathers. And so when I went up to her, I was just like, "Listen, Miss Day, I think you're great. Can I challenge you to a staring contest?" And she's like, "What?" I keep breathing into this thing. Because I'm a mouth breather. And she's like, okay, yeah, that's fine. And the rules of the steering, there's only really one rule to a good steering cons, which is do not blink. Everything else is just noise. So we do the steering contest, and I beat her pretty quickly. And she's a good sport about it. She's like, okay, you won, dude. And she signs the front of my shirt, Felicia Blinky Day. And then I go over to Will Wheaton. I'm feeling kind of like, okay, well, like, this is fun, but I feel kind of like an ass. Like, these guys are sitting here all day, and I'm in Will Wheaton's line. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to go up there and explain everything to him. And I get up to the front of the line, and I go, hey, this is going to sound kind of weird, but I want to challenge you to a steering contest. And he says, go. And so we're staring at each other, and it psychs me out. I'm staring at him, and I'm like, I didn't explain any of the rules. Like, I don't know what's going to go on, what's happening. And he goes, you know that flared nostril shit isn't going to work on me. I take it in stride, and I go, well, you know, I thought I'd give it a shot. You know, you got really nice eyes. And he goes, I fucking know it. But I keep it together. I keep it together, and we're staring. And finally, I go, you know, you're doing really well. I beat Batman like that. And he goes, Batman's a pussy. And I fucking lost it. I cracked up, turned away, and immediately he just jumped out of his chair. Yeah! And that is how he signed the back of my shirt. Thank you.
All right. And that was Andrew Steeves with his great story. I'm not actually too familiar with too nerdy of those kind of things, but it was definitely interesting how we've got a few angles of close encounters with that story. Obviously, we've got a celebrity. We've got a close encounter with him embarrassing himself and a close encounter of the third kind with Star Trek. And now we're going to move on to looking at some of the great ultra shorts we got from theme Close Encounters. Nate K says, was watching a movie with a girl in 10th grade, and she told me I could unhook her bra. I changed the subject and left soon after. Considering I'm gay, that was a close encounter. Christina says, I was throwing crumbs out of the kitchen door and reached up to pet my tabby cat. As my hand hovered above his head, I soon realized he was wearing a mask and was a raccoon. Addie says, I had our first month's and security deposit in hand the morning we were going to sign the lease. An apartment above a pizza joint. What more could a college student want? My friend called. I can't do it. The pizza ovens will go up in flames. A month before our lease would have been up, the whole building was gutted by fire. Word of advice, if you live above a pizza joint, turn off the shower fan when you are finished. Sounds like that might be the former pizza man that we know over on North in Oakland. Karen says, when I was 4 years old, I lived in Germany and my parents were gone and the babysitter looked around. I had fallen out of a second-story window and hung by one pants leg out of the window. My two older brothers pulled me in and the babysitter had a close encounter with a heart attack. Super runs in Green Bay after basketball, shoving ho-hos and Twinkies in my uniform pants. Busted by the store manager and asked to pull the pants down for evidence as my mom saunters past the aisle. I cry and tell the manager, I'm so sorry. Will you do it again, he asks. Never, I say. I dash out without my mom knowing. Discover a lone ho-ho in my pants. Best close encounter of a ho-ho of all kind. Thank you for joining us on this January edition of the X Fabula podcast, where we recapped on our last event of Close Encounters. If you have a story you'd like to tell on your own, or if you'd like to come see a story be told, I invite you to join us at our next event, where the theme is Bonus, on February the 5th, which is a Wednesday at the Time Cinema in the Washington Heights neighborhood area. We will see you then.
And then it occurred to me, what luck.
Okay.
I swore a solemn vow years ago I was invited to a party.
Totally, and I remember there was a band in front of my car.